KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's mostly cloudy, 8 degrees above zero. We look for snow developing toward midday today, high around 19. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. And the news is brought to you this hour by Rex Pharmacy. Well, they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Packs. In the news, a pursuit that apparently began in Shelby County late Sunday evening ended in Cass County in a ditch off Highway 83 just west of Highway 173 a little after 6 p.m. Information is still sketchy at this time, but there were numerous law enforcement agencies involved in the pursuit. Stop sticks were deployed by a Cass County deputy at least twice. The driver of the vehicle, who was apparently operating while revoked, suffered unknown injuries and a possible diabetic reaction. Marty Fire and Rescue, Atlantic Rescue, and Medevac responded to the scene. The subject was transported to the Cass County Hospital by Medevac, and LifeNet was also called to the hospital. No other details are currently available. Sheriff's officials in Montgomery County report 23-year-old Cody Jean Anderson of Shenandoah was arrested at around 10 p.m. Saturday for possession of a controlled substance. Anderson was taken into custody at the intersection of North 4th Street and Alex Avenue in Red Oak. He was brought to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $1,000 bond. Police in Red Oak report two people were arrested Saturday as well at around 10:15 p.m. 56-year-old John Hoagland Lucky of Red Oak was arrested for violation of a protection or no contact order. Lucky was booked into the Montgomery County Jail and held without bond. And at around 10:40 a.m., Red Oak police arrested 24-year-old Logan Samuel Cachant of Red Oak for simple domestic abuse assault. Cachant was arrested after officers responded to a reported domestic assault at the incident at 1000 block of North Miller Avenue. Cachant was being held without bond in the Montgomery County Jail. A Pottawatomie County man was arrested Friday night on several charges following an incident at a hospital in Council Bluffs. Bluffs police said over the weekend 55-year-old Carl Reuben Davis Jr. of Council Bluffs was apprehended on charges that include second-degree kidnapping, carrying weapons, going armed with intent, and three counts of assault. Officers responded at around 7:50 p.m. Friday to Mercy Hospital at 800 Mercy Drive for a disturbance involving a man with a knife. When officers arrived, they located a female victim in the emergency room, and witnesses had the suspect, Carl Davis Jr., cornered in the hospital. According to the victim, she was leaving work and went to the ladies' restroom. Davis Jr. was in the restroom holding a knife. The victim was able to knock the knife out of his hand and run to the emergency room and call police. The victim and Davis Jr. were transported to the police station to talk with detectives. Davis Jr. was placed under arrest and transported to the Pott County Jail and booked in on the charges I mentioned. Elsewhere in state news, one person has died in a house fire in the small northwest Iowa city of George. George Fire Chief Bill Sprock said the fire started early Sunday and took firefighters several hours to extinguish. He says crews from six communities helped to fight the blaze, which was complicated by cold temperatures that caused water from the trucks to repeatedly freeze. Officials didn't immediately identify the person killed in the fire. George is located about 40 miles north of Lamar's. The president of the Iowa Association of Realtors is touting a program launched this year that's designed to make it easier for Iowans to save for their first home. Mark Kemp says a bill signed into law last year allows individuals or couples to save money in a tax-deductible savings account to go toward the purchase of a home.
So first-time buyers or any buyer who hasn't owned a home in the previous 3 years are going to be able to put away $2,000 per year for an individual for a maximum of 10 years. And if it's a married couple, they can put away up to $4,000 a year for a 10-year time period.
There's no limit on annual contributions to a first-time home savings account, but tax deductions are capped at a contribution total of $4,000 for married joint filers and $2,000 for all other filers.
Our hope is that that'll help young people get started savings toward that first purchase and encourage them to do so they'll have a down payment when the time comes.
The new program is similar to the popular College Savings Iowa program. Camps notes contributions can be made to a first-time home savings account for up to 10 years, although he doubts most people looking to purchase their first home will wait that long.
But parents or grandparents could start putting away money for their children to purchase a home in 10 years. And in that way, they could get the tax deduction for that time period as long as their child purchases a house in the state of Iowa.
In the funeral announcements, Arthur R. Lister, age 89, of Harlan, died Thursday. A graveside service and burial for Arthur Lister will be today at 10:30 in the Clarinda Cemetery. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Richard Dick Neal, age 83, of Orient, died Tuesday at the Iowa Veterans Home in Marshalltown. Graveside services for Dick Neal will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Iowa Veterans Cemetery in Van Meter. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Joanne Catherine Rose, age 71, of Harlan, died Wednesday at Mertzhu Medical Center in Harlan. A mass of Christian burial for Joanne Rose will be held tomorrow at 11 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan is in charge of the arrangements. Kathleen Kathy Jones, age 61, of Cumberland, died Thursday at the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. Funeral services for Kathy Jones will be Wednesday at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. And Roger Carter, age 63, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Cass County Hospital. Services for Roger Carter are currently pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic, the prices you need, the service you deserve.